This is Rochester Speaks. I'm John Gehring. Good morning. Today, I have the pleasure of speaking with David Langley, who's the Community Relations and Engagement Coordinator over at the Rochester Animal Services. David, good morning, and thanks so much for stopping by today.
Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about what you do with Rochester Animal Services.
So I do a lot. I wear a lot of different hats, but broadly speaking, I'm responsible for the majority of the communications that go out of the shelter to the community, creating partnerships with other organizations to benefit our animals, making friends with other organizations that our nonprofit, Verona Street Animal Society, can collaborate with towards fundraising and marketing goals. I plan a lot of different events through the shelter, both engagement events and adoption events, a lot of other stuff that I won't get into, but broadly speaking, communications, marketing, all that type of stuff, engagement with the public and other organizations.
And it's a really powerful thing that you guys do at the shelter, Rochester Animal Services, which is on Verona Street there. Talk a little bit about why it's so important to care for the animals you do, and what animals do you care for?
So as the city shelter, we are taking in stray, lost, sometimes surrendered animals who have no place to go. So we are a safe haven for pets in need, sick, injured. So that in itself is very important. We provide animal control for the city of Rochester. So our animal control officers go out and calls when there are lost animals, when people might find an animal and they might keep that pet contained in their home. And then what we do is once we have those animals in the shelter, and if no one comes to redeem them if they are lost, then we will usually put them on a pathway towards adoption. So we serve and we want to broaden people's knowledge of that we are a central location in the city of Rochester to find a new pet in your life, be that a dog and a cat. So we, you know, essentially we're providing a life-saving resource for the animals. You know, everyone knows about Lollipop Farm, mm-hmm. and they're great, and they're partners of ours. But we want to be known as the location in the city. We have all these great pets here that you can come and adopt. And to answer your question about what kind of animals we have, it's a lot of dogs, a lot of cats, and the occasional rooster, hamster, you know, exotic. Wow. We've even had a tarantula, exotic
wow.
things like that.
And somebody actually comes by and adopts these pets of all kinds, right? And that's the win-win, where you're saving this animal's life potentially, and you're also giving someone a pet that can be their companion for years to come. So how rewarding is that for you to be a part of that process?
It's extremely rewarding and fulfilling to me to know that I am helping connect people with new pets. And as you said, pets are so important to so many people. You know, for some people, it's the only thing they have in their life, and it keeps them going, right? The known health, both psychological and physical benefits to health from having a pet are well documented. So, you know, that's a very important thing for me to facilitate. And, you know, every time we, you know, I coordinate an adoption event, and it's not just me, it's, you know, we rely on hundreds of volunteers at the shelter who are our lifeblood. Every time we have one of these events and get dogs out, or if people are just coming in and adopting at the shelter, it's very satisfying to me. It's also really gratifying to partner with other organizations and, you know, increase awareness about the shelter. Very important.
And that's, you're doing such good work over there. So you're actually right on Verona Street. You talk about being the city's place to go for pets, for adoption, and to save these animals. So how do the animals end up at your shelter? Are there rescue missions? Are there? Does the public bring them in when they see these stray and lost animals? How does that process happen?
Yeah, there's a number of different ways that pets come into the shelter. Around 70% of the dogs we get into the shelter come in as strays. So that could take the form of a couple different things. That could be someone has found a stray dog and they've contacted our animal control officers via 311, and they let us know, and they file a found report, and they'll keep the dog at their house. Or someone will bring in a stray or a cat to the shelter, and we'll house it, and we have what's called a stray hold. So that's 3 to 10 days to allow a potential owner to come forward. And after that, unless there are certain extenuating circumstances, the pet becomes the property of City of Rochester. So we put it on a pathway, usually towards adoption. Sometimes we send pets to rescue for medical or behavioral needs that we just, as a small shelter with limited staff, aren't able to address. We have seen a rise in surrenders the last couple of years. I think it's mostly from people experiencing economic issues, cost of living, cost of housing, vet care. So we will intake animals by appointment for surrender in certain instances. But yes, people can adopt an animal from us. We also have an amazing foster program, which is, you know, you're getting the dog or cat out of the shelter, which, you know, can be a scary experience for them. And you're putting that pet in your home with you. The true colors of the pet come out, and you're saving valuable space at the shelter for dogs and cats who really need it. And you're helping market the animal. It's really a win-win for everyone. And the shelter provides all the supplies and vet care and food. The people just provide a loving home.
That it's the win-win is really what you're after here. And you talked about earlier, you mentioned briefly some adoption events. Is that right, that you or the team work on and put together? How often are those events and what do they look like?
So adoption events can take the form of a couple of different things. We will, you know, hold something in shelter, or we'll partner with other, you know, pet stores or other organizations to hold adoption events at, you know, at their locations. For us, on Valentine's Day, we have a Valentine's Day adoption special at the shelter. That's Friday the 14th. All cats and dogs are 50% off at the shelter that day. Later on that weekend, the 17th, we're having an adoption event at Country Max in Henrietta. We bring in some dogs out to that, and dogs and cats there, well, dogs, only dogs there, will be 50% off as well, kind of, you know, tying those two events together. We also have a town hall coming up that will be February 5th for people to get to know shelter leadership and to learn how we're meeting 2025 shelter regulations, things like that. I also do want to say, just pivoting really quickly, a lot of times people come to us at the shelter after their animal's been with us for a couple of weeks. So I just want to advise anyone listening to this, if you have lost a pet in the city, please check out our nonprofit friend groups Facebook page, Verona Street Animal Society. They do fundraising for us. They're not the actual shelter, but they do fundraising for us, and we'll get messaging out on that page. So we do found posts on that page. So if you're at Pet Goes Lost, please check our website out to get tips on how to reunite with your pet, or if you need to file a lost pet report, check that Facebook page out. We do have a lost pet specialist at the shelter. Who can also help you as well. So just know that, you know, the shelter is a place to check for your pets if they go lost.
That's important to know too, because how often do you usually see that, where there's lost pets or stray pets who come in? Is that something that happens, like, say, daily or weekly, or does it only happen occasionally? How much of a need is there in the community that a lot of us, we just go about our daily lives and we don't even realize there's animals out there in need?
Yeah. So it's slackened off a little bit, and fingers crossed that it stays that way. Mm-hmm. But typically we get strays in every day.
Wow.
Sometimes we'll get 20 over the course of 2 days, you know, 20 dogs, wow. if you can imagine that, which, you know, is a lot for a little shelter
yeah.
like us to handle. So it's quite common that we see stray lost pets on the street.
Yeah, and that's kind of heartbreaking too, because I can't imagine that there's that many people daily who are stepping up to take these animals. What happens with the animals? There must be a discrepancy there, right? Or does the community step up and meet that need?
The community is really great at stepping up and meeting that need. And typically we get a large portion of these animals adopted out. Hmm.
That's great. And so if somebody's interested in potentially meeting their future furry friend, is there an adoption fee? How does the process work to make it seamless for both sides?
Sure. So people can stop to the shelter and do a walkthrough to check out our cats and dogs, see if someone piques their interest. They can request to do a meet and greet with that pet. That's a really important part of the process. We do have an online application. That's really just a convenience for the person who's interested in adopting. What you really have to do is come and do a meet and greet with the pet that you're interested in. They can do that from 12 to 3:30 weekly. We're open 7 days a week. Hmm. So I would advise people to check out our website at cityofrochester.gov. We have our own webpage. It's Rochester Animal Services. And they can go to our pet adoption page, and they can see all the cats and dogs that we have available for adoption. If they see one that fits their interest, come down and ask about it. Or, like I said, come and do a walkthrough of all the pets that we have available. Then if you do a meet and greet and that's successful, and we always advise bringing everyone in your household, and if you have any resident dogs, bring those too, just because we want to make sure it's a great fit and that there aren't any issues after adopting. Come to do that meet and greet, and then after that goes well, and if it, you know, we can also help people select a pet that might fit their lifestyle better based on the in-house knowledge we have at the shelter. You'll fill out an application, or you would have done one online, or you can do it online, and then the fees for dogs are $50 and the fees for cats are $35. So you just pay that. It includes all the shots and things like that, licensing, microchipping, things like that.
That's it. That's ridiculously low.
Yes.
Isn't it? Compared to so many other, I mean, there are hundreds of dollars usually that you're paying.
Yes.
That's incredibly low. And how are the prices able to be that so low to adopt?
You know, a couple of years back, we just said we wanted to reduce barriers. Particularly as the shelter has faced overcrowding issues mm-hmm. the last couple of years after the pandemic. We're finding that this is a national trend, that shelter capacity levels are an issue nationwide, not just mm-hmm. in the city.
Yeah, and that's certainly removing a big barrier of cost for somebody to meet that pet that they've wanted. So if I heard you right, that means that you can just walk in, no appointment necessary?
That's correct.
Weekly or daily from 12 until 3:30, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So a great opportunity for the community to, you have a lot of access there to some great animals, and so much better to rescue an animal. Because there's a need there that you can fill, and there's a need in your life that animal can fill potentially too. So that is nothing but a win-win. David Langley is the Community Relations and Engagement Coordinator over at the Rochester Animal Services on Verona Street. And you mentioned a couple of upcoming events. Can we just run those down one more time? I know there's a Valentine's Day where it's half off of all these animals. And then there's something on February 5th as well, right?
There's a town hall meeting we're holding at the Tay House Lodge. You can find information about that on our nonprofit friends group Facebook page, Verona Street Animal Society. Tay House is right in the Cobbs Hill Park area. We've got another adoption event at Henrietta Country Max coming up, and we're always looking to plan more adoption engagement events, usually monthly or bi-monthly, as you know, volunteer capability allows, because a lot of these times we're relying on volunteers to help staff the event. And between walking and all those things. We don't always have the capability to do as many events as we'd like, but yeah.
But hope to see you there at Town Hall and also that Valentine's Day event too. David Langley from Rochester Animal Services. First of all, thanks for coming by this morning. Second of all, thank you for all you do for our local animals in need.
Thanks very much.